Vermont's only juvenile detention center is empty for the first time in years. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
Woodside, which is run by the Department for Children and Families, houses kids between the ages of 10 and 17 that are involved in the criminal justice system. But Wednesday, no kids were inside the controversial facility.
It's a really big deal.
That's Chief Juvenile Defender Marshall Paul. He says a variety of factors led to the decrease in Woodside's population.
It's been a combination of policy changes and law changes and then just individual litigation and advocacy on behalf of kids who are there.
Woodside has faced two lawsuits this year alleging practices at the facility put kids in dangerous situations. A federal judge ruled in an ongoing case that Woodside needs to change its policies. DCF did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.